Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. I'm Mallory and I'm here with my internet friend. I feel like the best guests are always people that I just like randomly meet on the internet. So this is Connor.
Hi.
AKA Lush Lord. and he actually won the cocktail for home bartenders giveaway, and then I conned him into recording an episode with me. Because we've been following each other for how long?
Like 3 years.
Yeah, three or some years, and we've never met, and so now we're doing an episode together, so welcome.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
I'm excited to talk about all the food, all the things. It's been like a couple weeks since I've done an episode, and that's just because my life is busy and I overcommit myself. So we'll talk about that when we talk about my fall decorating.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the first thing that we will talk about is Eat of the Week. So do you have an Eat of the Week that you want to talk about?
I do. I have two, okay. Actually. The first, it's more places than like a specific food.
Okay.
Neither are really in Oklahoma City, so I feel like I'm already kind of breaking the rules in two ways. Okay. But the first is Mount Everest Cuisine in Edmond, I think.
Okay.
North OKC. Have you ever heard of it?
No, never.
It's like Indian food.
Okay.
Do you like Indian food?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that much about it, but I do like it.
Okay. So see, this is why it's a really great place to go if you're not like well-versed in Indian food, because they have a buffet that is $12.99.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Okay.
It's so good. And the buffet is usually things that are palatable, I feel like. Like, mm-hmm. They're not going to go out there and put, like, the hottest menu item on there. Like, they know their clientele.
Yeah.
So it's really good. I went for the first time this last month, and I went back the very next weekend because I love Indian food. So it's really great.
Okay, so what do you get there? Like, if you're filling up your plate, what are you getting?
They have garlic naan, of course. It's, like, the best. It's, mm-hmm. you know, flatbread, so
yeah.
good. And then they have an amazing chana masala, which is like a chickpea and vegetable dish.
Okay.
That's probably like my favorite.
It's like a stew, kind of.
Kind of. It's a little thicker than that. It's, I'm not sure the consistency,
yeah.
but yeah. Definitely will be even better to eat in the fall and winter, I feel like.
Yes.
But, oh, it's so good. And the vibes are like, it's clearly an old Italian restaurant that these people
have. That's like my absolute favorite.
So you're like eating this Indian food while there's a picture of like 1920s Italy, which I didn't even notice the first time I was there, but I went with my friend the next weekend. She was like, is this maybe Italy?
I hadn't had Indian food in a really long time, and I went to Chicago a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
and we ordered in Indian food. And it was just, like, so good and
was
comforting
it?
And, like, I don't know. So then I went home and I was like, well, let's go get Indian food. And my husband was like, well, I always say we're going to. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, you literally don't. You've never said that. So, yeah, this will be a good. I'm going to try this place out. I just popped on the website while you were talking. And they have, like, a little chat button that's like, hi. Like, what can I possibly ask them? Hi there, welcome to the site. Let me know if you have any questions.
How to navigate.
Is this their a menu, good restaurant?
Their menu is insane off the chain. It's one of those like printed on the tables menu.
Okay.
And it just it's like a tablecloth. It's a massive menu. So they have a lot of different options there.
Awesome. And so where is this in Edmond?
It's by Philly Homa.
I don't know
streets.
Where that is.
I had to like specifically guide myself to get there. I wish I could tell you.
Did you ever live in Edmond?
No.
Okay. I lived there for like 6 years. I went to UCO and then I lived there after because I worked at UCO for like
yeah.
3 years. And I liked Edmond. I mean, it's its own little
yes.
spot. But then I didn't realize like how good Oklahoma City was until like I moved to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So I'm not up with the Edmond like food scene.
Right.
But I do really love Simply Falafel.
I haven't been there.
Oh, it's so, so good. It's Mediterranean.
I need to go there.
It's the best. And it's like one of those places where the owner comes out and he's like, how is everything?
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, kind of like one of those. You're like, oh, I feel so special right now. Just like Mount Everest asking me if I want to chat on their website.
In fact, I would.
Actually, I do want to chat.
Okay, and then my other eat of the week, just short and sweet, it's La Sierra Bonita in Yukon. Have you heard of this?
No!
Okay, another... We're not going here for, like, our Insta, right? Okay, like, okay. We're not, like, taking pictures by the outdoor fountain.
Right.
There's no... The vibes are, like... The first time I tried this place, I walked up and was definitely interrupting the, like, only three employees smoke break. But it was so good. I went there at, like, 3 p.m. the first time. That's mm-hmm. why there was no one else there. Mm-hmm. And they made it fresh. They were like, okay, just know we're going to have to go back and, like, prepare all of this fresh. And so okay. It's kind of like...
So that's, like, different from... This is a Mexican restaurant. Yes. This is different from, like, them just, like, dumping it out of, whatever warmer that they have it in. I think this place is legit because I literally went on their Facebook and everything is in Spanish.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, this looks awesome.
And just don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. The outside looks sketchy. The inside, it's equally, but the food is amazing. I found out about it on Yukon Happenings, which is like one of those terrible like Facebook. Yes. But no, the reviews are true.
Okay. Okay. It's amazing. So what would you order there?
The burrito tacos.
Okay.
Ooh. Have you had them?
So good. No.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Life changing.
Ugh.
Shout out to La Sierra Bonita.
Shout out to both of these restaurants that you really brought it with the eat of the week. Honestly, people are like, Frida, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, these are definitely different and like not something that I've ever been to or like maybe anyone that's listening has ever been to.
Yeah.
So. My eat of the week is Trappers.
I saw you went there like last night.
Yes, I went last night. And that was the first time I had been probably since the 90s.
Oh my gosh.
So Trappers is exactly the same as you remember it. And it's over off I-40. It's like right next to Whitewater Bay.
Yes.
So
yes.
It was built in 94, which is like,
that's when I was born.
Right. So it's an old restaurant and it's still around.
Yeah.
It's still insane inside. Like there's a huge bear.
It was giving me Bass Pro vibes.
Bass Pro vibes. Before even Bass Pro was in Oklahoma.
Truly
City, like,
a trendsetter.
It was the OG. I don't know like how I found out. Actually, I do know how I found, remembered about Trappers is one of my friend's husbands is really into bourbon. And yeah. They have like a huge bourbon bar.
Yes.
So I was kind of like, I can't remember last time I went to Trappers. So then I just started like looking on the website every couple weeks, like maybe I want to go to Trappers. And I like kind of mentioned it a couple times. And they had prime rib, which I don't think I've ever had before.
Really?
But I had a craving for it like a year ago. And so then we started trying to smoke meat on the grill that would like kind of be like prime rib, because we couldn't just buy a prime rib
right.
since it's so expensive. Anyway, so I knew that they had prime rib on the menu.
So are you telling me you chose Trappers as your first place for prime rib?
Yes, okay. I did. Where should I go?
I don't know.
You don't know. Do you eat prime rib?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So I think that they have prime rib at like Holly's.
Yeah.
That's the only other place I can, like, really think of that has it.
That rib is prime.
Yeah. So, we walk in. It has the giant bear.
Yes.
It's all dark. The bar is huge. I mean, and there's just, like, so much taxidermy in this restaurant. But honestly, it was a 10 out of 10 experience. It comes with bread. So, like,
nice.
Your meal comes with bread or whatever. They bring you the hot bread with the butter. The median age was, like, 65.
Yes.
And that's, like, what I love. I feel like that doesn't get enough credit.
Right. These people know what's
they
good.
They know what's
They've
good.
They've been around.
They know. Right? So, like, that's been the theme lately is, like, go where the old people are.
Yeah.
They know what they want.
Listen to your elders.
They're not trying to get into the hottest new restaurant, which is like, there's a time and a place for it, right?
Right.
But Trappers, we walked in, we sat down, got our bread, got our hot crab dip. It was...
Oh, was that so good?
So good. I have not done research on this, but I'm thinking that Trappers was at one time part of like Hefner Grill and Red Rock and like all
that group.
Hal Smith. Because the crab dip definitely tasted like something that I would get at Hefner Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And my Caesar salad was definitely like a Tabasco Caesar.
Oh.
Have you ever had that?
No. It's like I love Caesar salads though. Yeah. So.
And they put Tabasco in the dressing. Oh. So it's like super spicy, really crisp, like very good. And then the main event, the prime rib. It was so delicious.
Was it?
I ate only half of it because I had eaten all this other food. And then mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes were on point. I mean, I was so happy.
My gosh. When you posted on Instagram, it unlocked a memory for me. It was the specific darkness with the, like, stage lit taxidermy. Yes. Okay.
All the cowboy hats. All of them.
Now, did they have the, like, gator juice? Or is that a different place? Where is that?
Gator juice.
Like, it's... It's a big... They put it in, like a lemonade dispenser, but it's green. Did you
that
see
that? That is not...
What is that? Is that?
I don't know.
Okay, it's in another place that has similar vibes, and I would... I'll have to find out. I'll have to ask my parents.
Do you... Is it alcoholic?
No. Okay. I was eating... I was drinking at, like, 8 years old. Just down the gullet.
What if they actually did have that, and maybe they took it away?
Maybe.
I mean, it fits in with the vibes, because they do have alligator on the menu.
Yeah.
Like, you can get fried alligator. You can get... The menu is huge, also.
Okay.
So... Mike got green chili tilapia, and his was really good, too. It was like a pasta dish.
Oh.
So I would have ordered that if I hadn't have had that, like, prime rib on the brain.
You were satisfying a year-long craving.
Yeah. He was like, is it as good as you imagined it? And I'm like, the thing with the prime rib is it doesn't really have a flavor, if that makes sense, other than meat, like, other than beef. But it's the fact that it's so tender and, like, not what you expect when you're eating, like, a piece of red meat.
Right. Took you by surprise.
Right. So I still have half of it at home. I don't know if I'm going to, like, be able to reheat it or what.
But. Yeah. Surely you can work something out.
That's my eat of the week. So shout out to Trappers.
Shout out to
they
Trappers.
Do not need my promo because when we were leaving, there was, like, an hour wait. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, people are still going there.
They've got that old money.
They have the old money, and that's what we're looking for. So those are our eats of the week. Welcome to the show. Introduce yourself. You've never been on before.
No, never.
Tell everyone also how we met. Like,
okay, so we met on Instagram, so that's very millennial of us. Go us.
But you're not a millennial. If you were born in 94...
I think I'm on the cusp.
You're on the cusp. I feel Gen Z vibes from you, but I can also see, like, I can also see, like, the millennial in you as well.
Nice. Okay. I go both ways. Okay. So we met on Instagram, and I guess you were working Lush.
I was working
as a
Lush.
Holiday job.
Yeah.
And you maybe found my post through the location tag. And so Mallory reached out to me, and I was so surprised because I, like, check the Lush Pen Square geotag on Instagram. It's me, and then, like, 2 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
So I was shocked that anyone local had, like, found me through that tag, but whatever. And so we just kind of connected through Instagram and food. We both love food. Mm-hmm. And... also, just, like, home decor, we're seasonal stands, like, everything. So, it's been great. And then I randomly bought some replica photo backdrops from you.
That's when I transitioned out of food photography, which I, like, don't really miss. I don't miss that, like, stylized type of content, if that makes sense. But, yes, so I sold those to you, I remember... And then I remember I brought you, like, a bunch of paint.
Yeah. Whenever I bought a house last year. So I got a bunch of paint and a few other random things, and that was great. And I don't know that I've actually spoke it yet. I've just kind of inferred the listeners knew. But so the reason why I was posting so much on the Lush Pen Square tag is because I have an Instagram account dedicated to kind of just baths and self-care. It's kind of... It's transformed a lot in the last 3 years, so there's a lot of other content on there now, but originally it was just bath bombs and bubble bar cutting.
A lot of soap cutting, which I totally love.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I was blowing it up. So I still do all that. I work with a lot of different indie bath and body companies.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Lush sends PR time to time. It slowed a lot during COVID, mm-hmm. but they're definitely my fave. So, yeah.
Lush in the mall has had some struggles lately.
Yeah.
So
Lush in general has had some struggles lately. Mm-hmm. I think they maybe got bought by the UK branch, which... This is going into deep Lush lore.
Okay, but I'm
here
for it. I mean, so, the listeners, you can just get through, but I love it.
The North American branch of Lush Cosmetics, which is all based in Canada, mm-hmm. they're owned separately, whereas all other worldwide locations are owned by the UK branch. So there was maybe some shady business with the North American CEO. I'm not sure. Okay. But yeah, so things might be changing a lot for Lush. They've been... The stores have been a little bare. I feel like the employees have just been kind of
sad. Man, I know. The year after, I mean, I only did it for like a couple months during the holidays. So I was like a little bored, wanted to like be able to buy a lot of Christmas presents for people, which everyone got Lush that year.
As they should.
And, but then all the like staples, like all the leadership, like the managers, mm-hmm. associate managers, they were all gone within that like year. So... I don't know what happened to the Penn Square one, but yeah, the employees are just a little bit more like...
Low-key. Yeah, there's also whispers that maybe they fired a lot of upper management without warning during COVID to cut costs. So anyway, I probably shouldn't be spilling the, spilling the tea on someone that's sending me free stuff, but...
They're not going to listen to
this. No.
What's your favorite Lush product, I guess?
It would probably be, so it's all of their best products are discontinued. You know, that's the name of the game, mm-hmm. FOMO, which I feel like we can talk about that in a minute too. Mm-hmm. But so it's called Demon in the Shower Gel. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's also been a soap before, but it's like spearmint, it's apple and cinnamon, which just sounds so weird.
Okay.
But it was, of course, a Halloween item. Mm-hmm. It came out as a soap. And then in the kitchen, the Lush kitchen, again, this is Lush lore. This is too deep. But they would remake, like, old products. And that's my favorite thing ever. I'm actually using it right now. It's perfect for the summer because it's, like, minty, but then kind of spicy. It's so good.
What's your stash like of Demon in the Shower?
Of Demon in the Shower? I think I only have, like, 3 bottles of that.
Okay.
It's the one I have the most of. Okay. So
I'm like that with Lord of Misrule. That's like my favorite.
Okay.
Favorite.
Have you seen the Halloween sneaks for this fall?
No, I haven't actually.
Do you remember what the old Lord of Misrule bath bomb looked like?
It was it green?
Green, and it had like a little crown. Well, they redesigned it, and Lushies are just losing control. It looks like a child's bouncy ball.
Oh, no.
And people aren't happy.
Ooh, yikes. I do have to comment that I have the Lord of Misrule perfume.
Oh, yeah.
And it is.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. It's the best. So that was Lush Corner.
Yes.
But if you want to follow him on Instagram, we'll plug all your stuff later, but it's Lush Lord, right?
Lush Lord.
And that's what I wrote in his pre-taping document.
Yes. And that's where the namesake comes from, actually, is Lord of Misrule. I was actually going to be Lord of Lush, but then if you think about it on paper, it looked like Lord of Flush.
See, that's the Gen Z right there. He knew that
Didn't want to be flushed, so.
I love it. So you do a lot of content creation.
Yeah.
And are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Okay, I need to follow you on
TikTok. I don't post a lot on there because I just feel like... So I feel like video content is king right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the... And TikTok is the main platform for that.
Yeah.
And when I tell you it takes me hours to make a TikTok, and I think that's something that people... who aren't in that side of things, they don't realize how much work actually goes into it.
Yeah.
But it can be crazy from like setup to filming to editing to lighting, getting the right hashtags. Yeah. And it's very curated. And now it's even harder because I feel like there's a push to be less curated.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sometimes work harder to make it look more. It's
hard.
It's a crazy game out there.
I feel like it is. There is a push to be less curated, but more content, if right. that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
just, like,
push it out.
Out whatever you can.
Yes.
I told you to look at this food account that
yes.
I, like, can't stop watching, Snack Queen.
Yes. Okay, so, is her at Snack Queen, like,
with a
cute? Okay, yes,
w.
and I did see. I found the right one.
Okay.
The TikTok algorithm was on another level that day because the day you sent me the itinerary, okay. She came up on my For You page before I looked at it. And I was like, oh, yes.
That's crazy.
I kid you not. And it was her video of Strega, which is like an Italian restaurant. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was hooked in that instant. So then you told me to go look, and I didn't know the name at the time, so I went back to find her. I was like, I never heard of her. And then I was like, I literally saw her video 6 hours ago. She was eating like fresh handmade pasta yeah. out of a cheese bowl, and they brought out like a sangria treat. I was like, oh yeah.
So what I like about Snack Queen, and she's actually run into like some controversy lately, which we can get into.
Oh.
But what I love about Snack Queen is it's SnackQueen.
Yes.
She's like extremely rich.
You can tell.
But also she just eats all this amazing food and also films it.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why is that weird?
It's not weird. it's not weird. I have seen some pushback from when I first found her page. She was very like, I'm eating this food to show you that you can eat food too and not be afraid of it.
Oh, okay. So it's more of like a
eating disorder okay. awareness. She talks openly about like how she's gone through eating disorder struggles. But she eats so much that
yeah.
people are like, you're not really eating all of
okay.
that.
Yes.
Which she's not very clear about, right? She can't eat
everything.
Single thing that she shows. If she was just like, I'm just eating a bite of all this just to
right.
taste it, like, up front, I think that there would be less pushback. But it's just interesting how people are like, no, we see through this,
yes.
too. You need to be, like, more, what's the word? Transparent,
right.
I guess. Because it is that push from, like, not being as curated.
Uh-huh.
People are noticing, like, when it
right.
is curated. So now I see that she posts on there, like, yeah, I shared this with my husband and my son.
Okay.
Like, whatever. So you can definitely get deep down into
her videos.
Gosh,
see? And that's just, that's another layer. Again, another if you're layer. Not on that side of it, like, anything you do could be taken, like,
yeah,
in a weird way. But
yeah.
That's true.
I really like her a lot. Like, I would recommend people
her,
watch her videos
yes.
and follow her. But it is interesting to see, like, it's just a very simple concept. She just
mm-hmm.
eats food. But it can just, like,
yes.
so many
and
years.
It will make you hungry.
Yeah, and it'll make you want to travel.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Are you traveling anytime soon?
I am not traveling. I did, listen, it's been a pandemic, right? So, ideally, I'd come out of it with all this money and vacation time. Sadly, I have neither.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did go to Springfield, Missouri. So, shout out to Springfield,
shout
Missouri.
Out.
Now, it was a family vacation.
Okay.
And there is a coffee shop there called Black Lab Coffee
mm-hmm.
Co. Company Cafe. I don't know. Black Lab.
Something.
And they have iced coffee flights.
Ooh.
All their drinks are named after dogs. So there's like Scooby-Doo, Labradoodle,
okay,
that kind of thing. And the first day that we went there, the barista was just so nice about explaining things to me. You know, new city, new coffee shop. Sometimes baristas can be a little
mm-hmm.
dark roast, you know.
Yeah.
But no, she was really helpful and it was amazing. So we actually went back 2 more times
That's
before
awesome.
We left. So it was great.
I just went to Chicago. It was for a
yes.
bachelorette party. So it wasn't like I could choose to do anything that I wanted.
Isn't that so sometimes the worst?
It was really fun.
Especially Chicago.
Yeah. But I've been to Chicago 5 times. I think this was like my 6th time. So I kind of was like knew that going into
yeah.
it, we were just going to
right.
do the stuff, do the things. But I have my little eyes set on New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I want to go.
Major food city.
Mm-hmm. So... we also haven't gone on a honeymoon yet, but I think we're still going to push that, like, maybe
yeah.
next year.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, but I definitely want to get to New Orleans in the next couple months, maybe like January, February
yeah.
next year.
I've never been.
We'll see what the pandemic says about it.
Yeah. I also love Chicago. I've been there like 5 times. I have a friend that went to grad school there, and the food is so good.
Next level. People's fashion is like next level.
Yes, it's like a cleaner New York. You're walking. Sorry.
I've never been to New York either, but I feel like I need to have a lot of money to really go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do love Chicago, but yeah, New Orleans is one that I'm like, I think I want to go there.
Yeah.
So we talked a little about TikTok. Food.
Yes.
Another big TikTok account, or I guess trend or whatever, is crumble cookies.
Crumble cookie.
Crumble cookies. Have you heard of it?
Yes. I've heard of it and then some.
Oh my God. What do you think?
It is a major city. Well, I can't speak for any other location than the one in Oklahoma City.
And that's by Chisholm Creek.
Yes, of course, right? Yeah. Where else would they put it?
Where else would you put it, honestly?
So this is a major situation of expectation versus reality. I am sorry to say. So the TikToks, what TikToks have you seen about them before going? What were they like?
I think before I went, I was just seeing like, people either making a copycat recipe or being like, oh my God, the new flavors are out.
Yes.
I'm so excited to try these flavors. It was all positive.
Yes.
And so then I went and like, it was a terrible, terrible experience.
Yes. The ones on my for you page were like these little teeny bopper girls and they were getting their cloud pink cookies.
Yeah.
And you walk into the Crumble in Oklahoma City, the vibes are entirely off.
The vibes are bad vibes all around.
The workers,
it's a million degrees.
Yes, it's so hot.
Yeah,
flies.
Everywhere.
The flies are insane off the chain. So many flies. They have like these mobile order like. Television, computer, there's a screen on the wall. You're supposed to be able to use it to mobile order.
Yeah.
They've never been working.
Really?
Were they up?
Well, the little ones work.
Oh, yeah, those work. There's like some on the walls to make it look.
No. those are not working.
There's been like 10 to 30 people waiting in that small space for their cookies.
It's like a Delta.
Oh, it's bad. Yes.
And the workers look like they're about to cry.
Yes.
The entire time.
I feel so bad for them. I saw this guy just cracking, like, it had to be, like, 64 eggs. I'm not getting into this massive industrial.
It is designed so poorly. The space is designed so poorly.
It's horrible.
It's really, really terrible. And the cookies were, like, fine. They were fine.
Yes.
They were okay.
Right.
They were cookies. Who is not going to eat a cookie?
Right. I'm never going to refuse
right.
one.
If it's in front of me, of course I'm going to eat it. Like, I was dragging it on my Instagram story, but then, like, of course I ate the rest of them.
Yeah. We're not, like, throwing them away.
No.
But you're not going to... It's not, like, a local bakery. Like, you're not going in there. The people will actually... Like, you order through a screen exclusively, almost. I've never seen a worker be like, what may I get you? Like,
no.
So I saw this older couple one time. They were in line in front of me, and... It was just not good for them. I felt so... I had to be like, yeah, like, this is how you order.
You had to show them how to use
right,
the screen.
Yeah.
But the workers are just, like, they're just working so hard. They look so miserable. And then I posted on my story. I had so many people be like, yeah, that crumble is not cute. So that brings me to, like, a thought. It's like, is this just a fad, like, or a phase?
Right.
Is this just... trendy because you order on a screen and there's only like 5 flavors that week and they're like
so
kind of trendy.
I think
flavors.
That's what it is. And that's why I was talking about FOMO earlier, fear of missing out, right?
Yes.
So if you go and if you're not an absolute person like me, like I'll just try them all. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I'm getting one cookie, you have to choose from one of the 6 flavors that week. And then if you like it, you have to wait who knows how long until they ever bring it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And so I feel like that's how they get people coming back.
The staple cookies are not that good. Like, the milk chocolate wasn't good.
I asked for recommendations before my first trip because I was going with my parents. They like to be prepared.
Yeah.
They were already like, we don't want to go here. We don't want any part of this. And my friend said, honestly, the classic chocolate chip is just like the best chocolate chip cookie.
No.
Lies.
You haven't had a lot of chocolate chip cookies. Sorry.
Obviously not. No.
Yeah. And then I looked up the founder and sent him to you, and he's he's a lot. If you go look up the Crumble Cookies founder, I don't know what his TikTok name is, but he's only 29.
No.
Yes.
He looks much older.
He's only 29, and he started Crumble like 3 years ago, so you were 26? Like, what was I doing when I was 20? I was not prepared to run a cookie company. I think he has probably a lot of, I don't know, of venture capitalists backing him.
Well, like, that's how it feels. And you said he's from where?
Utah.
And his home is like, you can tell it's luxe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
I have his at if you're, it's okay. Sawyer Hemsley.
Yes.
If you're interested. Not, you would think it'd be something more like branded, but no, it's Sawyer Hemsley.
It's giving me LuLaRoe vibes, honestly.
Oh, yeah. He could be the leader of more than just Crumble, but.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, if you love Crumble, send me a rebuttal. Like, I'd like to know. I know a lot of people have them delivered, and I think that's probably, like, the pro move if you live
like
closer.
Insomnia is
but
so
I'm
nice.
Not going there again. Like, I'm not going to go inside there again.
Yeah. It's a lot. The parking, I mean, it's by what, like Torchy's and a Starbucks?
Oh,
like,
that parking is so
could
bad.
You have put it by like a dry cleaner's?
We built that. Okay, but also we need to talk about the Dutch Brothers parking.
Okay, so good segue into that too. I feel like Crumble would have been better served as one of these drive-through scooters, Dutch Bros, because I would rather just wait in my car than have to find parking, go in there, then you have to wait, and I think if you just had a drive-through, it might make it better.
That is probably correct.
You wouldn't see the flies.
You wouldn't see
the misery. Those workers, shout out to the Crumble workers.
I know, for
they
real.
Should
like,
unionize.
I wanted to save them. I was like, they need to be getting paid more than they probably are getting paid. Okay, so
Dutch Brothers.
I didn't even send you like what the controversy
was.
No,
I have no idea
I'm
what it is.
Explain it to you. So for those of you listening, Dutch Brothers is a drive-through coffee place like Dunkin', Starbucks. I'm not really
drive-through.
Sure.
Have you
I've
ever
never
been?
No, I've
oh,
been.
Okay.
I know
so
there's one in Midwest City, but I haven't been to that.
It
one.
Is so it's drive-through exclusive.
Okay,
you just like scooters, like you can't. There's no like going in and sitting down, but yeah, and it's coffee.
Is there food?
I think there is a few like pastry items, maybe or something small like that.
And it's kind of like Starbucks in the way I think that you can make whatever type of drink that you want to make.
Yes.
Okay. So there's one in Midwest City currently. I don't know how it's doing, but
it's doing well.
It's doing really well.
I went one morning and it was a line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess they filed a permit to take over the Taco Bueno on 23rd Street.
Oh.
Do you know where that is?
Yes.
Are you thinking of it? Okay. And there was a lot of uproar on OKC Twitter about how this is not contributing to, basically what it boiled down to is not contributing to like a walkable neighborhood because of the cars, all of the things, which I don't necessarily agree with in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all drive-thrus.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, really,
was the Taco Bueno truly so much more pedestrian friendly?
Right. No, but then it's like, what are you even going to put there? Because you're next to, I guess there's like the restaurant right there, the Social Capital.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're next to like Raising Cane's, a gym, a like all places that you like take your car
right.
to. So I don't know. There was like a few people that I had seen commenting like,
really?
I'll send them to you can read them. But it's like, we need more walkable neighborhoods, or we need a local coffee shop, or... But I'm like, okay, build one.
Right.
Like, I mean...
What
I
else is coming in the Taco Bueno, right? Right? You just want
Brothers
the...
is going to be able to outpay whatever local place is going to... I don't know. It's just a national chain. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm also trash. Like, I love
Same.
McDonald's. Like,
yes. I don't hate a McDonald's coffee.
I love working for big corporations. Like, sorry.
Capitalists stand no.
Listen, I'm a capitalist because that's what I have to do to survive.
You participate in society?
Right.
How dare you? Okay. One place that isn't hurting for local coffee shops, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Really?
Yes. Well, okay. I don't know how local they are, they have Summer Moon recently. Okay. They have Redbird. Have you heard of that?
Actually, I have, because we went to the Flower Shop Winery.
Oh, that place is amazing,
it's
too.
It's so good. It's so good. But I did see Redbird.
Redbird's right across the street.
Yeah.
We have a new place called Coffee Jerks. I don't
think it's... Well,
or like it's a chain. Probably. It's a chain?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we do have that now. They're putting
it's
in
a
the
local chain.
They're now. Putting the Dutch Bros in over... Did you not?
No.
Yes.
They're putting one in Yukon, too?
Yes. Off, right by the Yukon Walmart. Catty corner to it.
The Yukon Walmart.
Right. So there's Garth Brooks and Vandement. It's going in the old Votech Center, and they're like making way on it.
Okay.
So we have that. We have two Starbucks. There's Vaca Territory. It's also by the local.
Okay, yes. Another
so
local.
Yeah. So there's a lot of coffee happening, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah,
because that's where I live.
Sometimes when people live in the bubble of Oklahoma City, they live in the bubble of Oklahoma City, if that makes sense. So it's like we live in Yukon,
right.
So we are more down to earth a little bit.
Thank you.
But there are other local coffee shops that you can
If I'm having to drive to some of your stuff, you can hop on over. Contribute a little sales tax.
Yeah.
I do work for the county, so shout out Canadian County.
Okay, shout out. I didn't know you worked for the county. I was going to ask you what your job was off the mic, but Flower Shop Winery.
Yes. Okay, so sorry. We got way off track, but okay, Dutch Brothers controversy, is there anything more?
I don't think so. I just kind of wanted to fill you in, get your opinion on it.
I mean, I can't say I've been walking around that area a lot lately.
Nobody has.
So, I'm not sure that it's going to make anything worse.
It's kind of crazy. I didn't know that Yukon was building one, too. So, they are just, taking over.
I think that they had a charter for, 20 stores or something ridiculous. They're moving in.
Okay, they're moving in.
One of their things is that the baristas are very chatty. So, if you go there and you're like, wow, this person is not stopping talking to me, they're required to. So, please just make their day a little better. Kind of give into it, lean into it.
It's like the Lush or the Trader Joe's coffee.
Oh, yeah, it is. You better be ready to have a little chat with them.
Okay, I appreciate that, because when I worked at Lush, I was like, please talk to me.
Yes, right?
I'm bored. This is what I have to do, so please engage in a conversation with
exactly.
me so I can talk to you about these products.
Yes.
Also, Trader Joe's, they always comment on things that you're... purchasing,
yes.
which I also love.
Yes.
And I put on our list to talk about Trader Joe's hauls, because I recently went out last weekend. So do you have any favorite Trader Joe's items?
I do. I have a couple. I've only been twice. The first time I went was 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The second time I went was last weekend.
Why?
Okay, this is why. And this is part of the reason why I like food, as someone that's into psychology, and that's part of my job. So, I was raised by parents that if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, we were shopping at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And why would we shop anywhere else? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. now that I bought my house this last year, I've been going to places like Sprouts and mm-hmm. Whole Foods and things. So, I finally tried Trader Joe's. And my first experience there was a lot. if you're not ready,
no,
you know?
Yeah, you need to,
I felt... But it was amazing.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. And the cashier was just... so great.
Yeah.
Gave me a free tote to use for the next time.
Wait,
and
did you tell
she
her
was
so your
kind.
First time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was, and then she was telling me oh, this is seasonal, or so this may not be here next time, but mm-hmm. everything else will be here. The second time I went, I had these two guys, and honestly, I don't know that I was even perceived. So, which was fine.
Yeah.
That
Sometimes
was fine too.
That's fine.
But yeah.
What did you get?
Okay, I tried to look up on TikTok trends and their hauls and things. So I got a lot of frozen dinners, mm-hmm. and then I got a couple of more trendy things. One of my favorite things I got off of there is the chocolate covered peanut butter pretzels.
Oh,
peanut
my
butter
God.
Filled.
Those are so good.
They are amazing.
They're beyond.
Another thing I got that I really loved were these Rainier cherries. They were kind of yellow cherries. so freaking good.
Like a fresh produce
item. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were amazing. I went back to get more. I was going to get two more packages. I love them that much. Mm-hmm. I was going to give them to my family.
Are they pitted?
Or? They are pitted. Okay. But they're worth it.
Okay. Okay. They're worth the pit.
But they were out. So damn. Really, really sad. Oh, vanilla bean scones. I don't know if they're new. No. I think they're old as time, maybe.
Maybe.
The hype is so real.
Okay.
Like, at the end of the day, it's a dry, sweet biscuit with a glaze of icing, but it takes me... It transcends. It's so... They're so good.
I need to try those. I have not tried those.
Oh, they're good.
I was influenced by a TikToker. She's a designer. I don't know if it was, like, graphic design or interior design, but... She was talking about this Trader Joe's product and how the design was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a snack pack, kind of like a picture like a Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you dunk it in is like a raspberry jam.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
The little sticks are wafers with peanut butter inside.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like a baby Jay snack. Why did good. I eat two yesterday? Like, I was... I had one, like, in the morning, and then I had one, like, in the afternoon. I was like...
Okay, did they come in two packs or more?
Six packs.
Oh, thank God.
and then I ate one this morning.
Okay, where'd you find... Where are they at?
They're, like, by the candy, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Above the frozen stuff.
Oh, see, that's one of my complaints about Trader Joe's is if you don't know where it is, you're not getting... Like,
you're not getting it.
Right, yeah. And they have, like, the... room temp stuff mixed in with the cold stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that is, I'm on like a time crunch. Yeah. You know, I live 35 minutes away. I can't just like stroll around.
Strolling.
But that sounds amazing.
They're so, so, so good. I'm going to have to go back. I used to live about a mile away from Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh.
So now, I mean, I could go into my grocery shopping routine. I'm sure people have already heard it. Now I'm like a strict Winco. And then if I'm feeling, like, sad, like, I will go to Trader Joe's and drop, like, $140
oh, yeah.
on whatever. Uh-huh. Like, there's no list.
No.
There's no...
Vibes only.
Vibes only?
I'm coming out of there with fresh flowers. I'm coming out of there with some kind of random seasoning.
I'm coming out of there with four bottles of wine. Like, no
yes.
cap. Like, that's how many.
Well, and at the prices, how could you deny them?
Seriously. Yes, so we love Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is about to start adding their fall seasonal.
My
and
goodness.
To wrap up, we're like at 42 minutes. So to wrap up, I want to talk about fall with you.
Yes.
Because you're a fall stan.
Oh, and in the biggest way.
I am. Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Yes.
It always has.
Your birthday is like around there.
My birthday is November 4th.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
So I've always loved Halloween. I've always loved decorating for Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween parties, costumes, et cetera, et cetera. And this year I'm not missing out. Like, they already have Halloween stuff out and I'm already buying it.
Yep. Yeah. Same. I've bought a Halloween pillow like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Fully 100 degrees.
Where have you been for... Halloween decor.
I am chronically at Home Goods and TJ Maxx on the north side.
Okay. So that's where in Edmond.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I just those are my favorite places to go.
Okay.
And Marshall's too. You have to hunt at those places. Mm-hmm. Like I understand you're not going in there and like finding what you need every time, but it's almost part of the game, right?
Yeah, like it's like part of the experience. It's
right.
Fun. Yeah.
And if you see something you like, you better buy it because it ain't going to be there again.
But it's only like $12.99. Like,
right,
you're not really,
yeah.
you're not really spending a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I went to At Home,
the
one in Quail, the new one. And they have about, I would say, like 1/3 of their Halloween stuff out.
They need to get on the game.
They need to get on the game. It's not all out yet. But last year, I was a little bit chaotic with my Halloween decor. This year, I'm going a little bit more subtle. But I'm also building a... This is me overcommitting to things.
Okay.
I'm building a Halloween village.
Okay. Like that's a project.
A spooky town. Have you heard of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you say you're building it, are you, like, repurposing a Christmas village? Or
no,
are you?
But wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
I'm making a platform.
Okay.
So I have, you can buy platforms like on Etsy, but they're like $75 to $100. And I was like, So I looked on YouTube, and you can buy the styrofoam and then cut it with like a hot wire cutter and then paint it. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I have one like piece from last year, and then I got two new pieces from this year. So every year I'm going to get a new piece for my village.
Nice. I like that. Village.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of sentimental. Every you can be, oh yeah, I got this in this year.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how big is the stand?
Well, I'm putting it on my credenza, so okay. It's about, it would probably 2 feet deep and then 5 feet okay. across. Yeah.
Okay. And how are you going to store it?
In the attic.
Okay. Yeah. See, my main thing is storage when it comes to seasonal decor, because I go hard for every season, but
all the fall stuff is in the attic right now. So we'll have to get all of that down, but yeah, it's intense. My love for fall is intense.
Oh, same. I have fall and then Halloween. That's like the level of crazy that I'm on. So until Halloween, it's all Halloween. Then after that, for November,
it's
fall.
Oh, okay.
And then after Thanksgiving, Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. But actually,
you don't start until after Christmas.
After Thanksgiving, yeah.
Oh, after Thanksgiving.
And that's why I like Halloween, because I like all the holidays, and Halloween's like the first one. Mm-hmm. And then by the time Christmas comes around, I'm like, oh, great, here comes January and February, the coldest, darkest months of the year.
I do not mind. I do not have seasonal effect. I have the reverse seasonal effect of just like in the summer. Like, I am not.
How are you?
I'm not great. It's too hot. I don't like it.
It's insanely hot.
My AC is at 66. My bill is the reason why I work. I mean, like, why would I not have my AC? Why do I work if I can't put my AC down? So, yeah, summer is terrible for me. And the fact that, like, fall is coming and it's, like, it's not there yet.
Oh, I know.
It's just, like, I'm constantly checking my weather app to see when it's going to dip below, like, 60.
I'd like it to dip below 90.
Yeah.
I checked this week. It was going to be maybe cooler next week. And then, no, it was, like, 99, 97.
It said 68 and now, like, it doesn't. I have pumpkins on my phone.
Oh, she's... Yeah. That's a nice pumpkin pick.
I'm sure, though, I'll do a ton of fall content this year for OKC Reads. Yes. Do you have any fall, like, favorite foods?
Okay, fall favorite foods. I'm just going to come out and say it. Let's not hate on the pumpkin spice lovers.
Let's not do it.
Everyone has their season. I'm not going to gawk at you if you get a cotton candy frap.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, just slander you on Twitter. So I don't need you to come for me when the pumpkin cream cold brew comes out. That's where I really took it to the next level,
it's
because the PSL is fine, but it is a little sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the pumpkin cream cold brew, when done right, is really well.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I have never really loved pumpkin in the past, but I agree with you. It's like, why is it always associated with like being basic or like, you know, white Christian, like
fall girl autumn or
fall
whatever,
or Christian girl autumn or whatever. But it's like, that's like why, and people hate on like the stuff that teenage girls like too.
Right.
But I'm like, it's actually good. That's why they like it.
Yeah,
you know,
they have their finger on the pulse.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, I like the pumpkin cream cold brew. We've been on some from Starbucks. We've been on some shaken espresso.
Oh my gosh,
with, brown sugar.
Yes, sugar. It's amazing.
So good.
Outside of coffee, if I'm thinking seasonally, I again don't come for me on this. Those terrible Pillsbury cookies that have a jacqueline on it. Yeah, something. Every day, all day.
Those are so good.
It's just a nostalgia. Again, back to the like psychological love of food. It just takes you back. Mm-hmm. It's simple. They're hard as a brick in 2 days, but in the moment, they're just so good.
Once they come right out of the oven,
oh gosh,
so good,
amazing.
This is like a random question, but are you into like Disney World stuff at all?
Okay, I'm not, but one of my closest friends is.
There is a bake shop at Disney that I just want to go to there.
Yes.
It's called Gideon's.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of this?
I have. She was going to bring me back a cookie from there, but then...
They look so good.
Oh my gosh.
And they have like a peanut butter cold brew.
What?
I know. And also like all their cookies are just like out of this world crazy
yes.
looking.
Right.
That's like what my goal is for fall this next year.
Okay.
So like...
You're going to go?
No.
Oh.
Just
oh.
like... I'm not going to go to Disney, but I want like out of control cookies and peanut butter cold brew.
Okay.
That's the vibe.
Okay. Is there a peanut butter cold brew? I'm wondering like, did they just... put a slab of peanut butter in there? Is there a syrup they're using?
I was trying to figure this out too, and somebody was saying that it's vegan.
Okay.
It is...
Even
it's
better.
It's got oat milk in it.
Oh.
Let me find
it's ticking
this.
All the boxes.
That looks so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah, that looks...
It's like a spooky...
Right.
I want
deep...
that.
What's that?
I don't know, but I want it.
Peanut butter cookie.
Yeah,
like,
I want some peanut butter cookies for some reason. Maybe
gosh.
It's because of the Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah,
peanut
those are
butter and
so
jelly.
Good.
Well, do you have anything else?
Okay, I had a question.
Okay.
Because I've been re-listening to some of the older episodes, and so you were doing like the OKC Best episode, and mm-hmm. Jimmy's Roundup Cafe was on there for like every category.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever go?
I actually think I did go. Let me...
Didn't stand out.
I did go. I did go with a group of people. And it was really good.
Was it? Okay.
I think I had chicken fried steak. And then we had fried pies. And there was like 15 or 20 of us. It was with the Take a Bite group.
Okay.
We used to do monthly dinners. And I don't know if they... I don't think they still do that anymore. Post-pandemic, but me and Mike went, and it was really good. The owner came over and talked to us.
Wow.
And it was, I remember it being really good. I'm not going back. Like,
not,
I mean,
yeah.
Now that I have Trappers, so.
Right.
But yes, I recommend it.
Okay, well, I had to ask, because I have an old, this is another unlocked memory for me,
okay.
but I have only been there once. I think I was like 7, and I think they were still allowing smoking in the restaurant. Like, it was cigarette smoke
Wait,
city.
Wait, have you told me this story, maybe?
I don't know.
There was something about the bathroom?
Yes! Oh, my gosh. So, I should just... I'm frail. I have asthma. And so, 7-year-old me goes with my grandparents to Jimmy's Roundup Cafe.
Uh-huh.
It's straight Marlboro City in there. The mashed potatoes came out. They weren't the vibe. And so I was like, okay, I need to go to the... Like, 7-year-old me is like, all right, probably should go to the bathroom. The bathroom made everything worse. It's like the bathroom of a horror story motel. The tile was all, like, greenish.
Oh, no.
It was a bad experience. So I just died laughing, though. I obviously never went back. It burned into my mind. And then,
like when Sarah was talking about something happening to her at the Johnny's yes. bathroom. I was like, that ruins a restaurant
you
for
can't
you.
Go back. And then to see that they were nominated for, like, best patio brunch. It's like, on what planet?
So I don't think the Gazette, like, I don't know what's wrong with the Gazette, but I don't think the Gazette really even is in operation anymore.
Oh.
So.
R.I.P.
I mean, best of 2021, is that a thing this year? I'm Googling it. I don't see it.
Wow.
I think it's.
That's sad.
I think it's gone. I mean, they are posting, it looks like they're posting articles and things, but I don't see best of 2021.
Wow. How will we know what's best?
I don't.
I guess you better start listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you gotta listen to OKC Over Easy to know what's best, aka Trappers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where can people find you?
Lushlord on Instagram. I think it's the same on TikTok as well.
Okay.
I don't post a lot on TikTok. I'm mainly there for the laughs, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to post more. I am on Instagram mostly.
Mm-hmm. well, you can find me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram, Twitter. I had a good Twitter conversation.
Yeah.
Hot tweet, this week.
Yeah.
And I asked about like the oldest restaurants in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So I got a bunch of good replies. And then TikTok, I haven't posted on TikTok in a while. I missed an opportunity with Trappers. I should have. I should have done a little TikTok. It would have been viral. I didn't know I was going to have a good experience. but yeah, so follow me on all of those. If you have a question or want to write into the show, you can email me, mallory@gmail.com. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It was fun. Yeah, it's fall, y'all.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.